Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Beis and Maseches Kedushin is the 1,362nd daf in Shas. We are going to pick up our analysis from yesterday's daf, which had begun essentially on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, where we had a machlokes between Abaye and Rava about Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labia, whether that's a valid Kedushin or not. Abaye is of the opinion that it is considered a valid Kedushin, says Gemara 10 lines from Bamnun Aleph Amid Aleph, while Rava says that it is not. What is the case of Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labia? It's a case in which a man has married a woman. He's not sure which of the two sisters he's married. Now, he will no longer be able to actualize that marriage because he doesn't know which one is his wife and which one is an erva. One's wife's sister is an erva. And therefore, the Kedushin might not be binding altogether because it's Kedushin She'ein Misurin Labia. That's how Rashi explains fine lines from the bottom of Nun Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara is going to continue on today's daf where we had left off on Nun Aleph Amid Beis towards the bottom, about 10 lines from the bottom of Nun Aleph Amid Beis, attempting to prove which shita of Abaye and Rava is correct. That will take us through Nun Beis Amid Aleph, where the Gemara will review that we paskin like Abaye, even though the general rule is that we don't follow the shita of Abaye in the place of Rava. However, Yalkigam, we follow the shita of Abaye. And this is going to be the kuf in Yalkigam. So we're going to follow the shita of Abaye. The Mishnah had an interesting case in where a man was Mekadesh five women at once with the Kilkala Shel Shavias, and the Gemara is going to analyze that the Kedushin over here is binding to three of the out of the five women because two of the women were sisters. That's what the Mishnah discussed on the bottom of Nun Amid Beis, and that the Gemara will point out that if it wasn't that of Shvius and it belonged to them, so then it would be Gezel, and the Mashmos of our Mishnah is the Kidsha BeGezel does not work, and that will be the subject of most of Daf Nun Beis, and that is the halachos of Kidsha BeGezel particularly, and Gezel in general, and the Gemara will discuss some very important rules that come up in Perek Merubah, as well as in the end of Bava Kamma, in terms of the halachos of Kedushin BeGezel. Finally, we will have Bezer Hashem, a new Mishnah on Nun Beis Amid Beis, and that is someone who is Mekadesh BeKadshim. That since the kachim does not belong to the Baal, in such a case, the Kedushin in general is not binding. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up where we left off. 10 lines from the bottom, Toshma. Again, the Gemara is dealing with this important machlokis between Abaye and Rava in regards to Kedushin, Hamasur, and Labia. So it says the Gemara, Toshma, Misha Kidesh Achas Mishte Achayos. A man was Mekadesh one of two sisters, Ve'ene Yodea Eze Kidesh. And he doesn't know which one he married. Noisein get lezoi v'get lezoi. First word on the line is get, 9 lines from the bottom. He gives a get to both women. Now, according to the shita of Abaye that says that Kedushin Hamasurin Labia is considered a valid Kedushin, so then I can understand the requirement to give a get to both. That even though he cannot live with any of them, nevertheless, the Kedushin is still binding. However, according to Rava, who says Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia Lo Avi Kedushin, so then why over here do you need to give a get? When we learned that the machlokas between Abaye Rava and Daf Nun Aleph, this was the paradigm that we are given as a nafkamina between those two cases. And that is that if you hold like Abaye, Kedushin Shein Mesurin Labia is binding, and therefore to undo it you need a get. According to Rava, there's nothing to talk about. So this Beferisha Mishnah in Yevamos is a support to Shitas Abaye. So Gemara answers, Hachamai Skinon, Kishahukru Ulubasof Nisarbu. This was an answer that we had given with, that we had given on yesterday's daf as well. And that is that many cases you could defend Rava and say that at the moment of Kedushin, it was obvious who the Kala was. And what happened was, is that the girls got mixed up. But everybody knew that the Kedushin took place, who the Kedushin took place with. It's not that you, there was one of two sisters that the Kedushin took place. Everybody saw which sister it was. it was under the chuppah, etc. Very reminiscent of Yaakov and Rachel and Leah. Everybody knows who it is. And then, or at least they think they know who it is. That's what makes Rachel and Leah a little bit more complicated. But in this case, everybody knew who it is, who it was. And then what happened is that the sisters look alike and they got mixed up with each other. And then, therefore, the Kedushin will be valid even according to Rava. Dekanam diktani eina yoideya. V'lo katani eina yodua. It's that the individual doesn't know, and not that the matter was not known. In other words, the individual is now confused because all the girls look the same. But it's not that the matter was never known who got married, Rachel or Leah. Everybody knew which one it was. Says Gemara, Yachi Maila Memra. So says the Gemara, that's obvious. Of course, if a man is Mekadesh a woman, and then she gets mixed up amongst a bunch of women, and you're not sure who she is, so of course, the women that she's mixed up amongst are now going to be Aser. So why do I even need a Mishnah and Yevamos to teach this to me? Asks the Gemara, Yachi Mai Lememra, what is it coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Seifa Itztrichalei. It's coming to teach us a halach and a Seifa. Mace, velo echad acher, that if the husband who doesn't know who he's married to dies and he has another brother, cholitz lishteyan, then in such a case, misafek, he needs to do chalitza to both sisters. Hayilo shnayim, if there were two brothers, echad cholitz, one could actually do chalitza, the echad miyabim, and then to one of the sisters, and then the other could do yibum. Once the first one has done chalitza to one of the sisters, then the second brother is going to be mutter to the second sister with a manavshach. If this woman is the one that his brother is mekadesh, beautiful, then he's doing yibum. And if not, that it was the sister that the kedushin had been done with, so then the fact that the brother had done chalitza of the two remaining brothers, the first had done the chalitza, so now the second is mutter to the second sister, who is never anybody's wife. So that's going to be the halacha. What happens if it gets a little bit more complicated? In kadmu vikansu, if there wasn't chalitza and each one of them married one of the sisters, ein motzino samiyadam, so then they could stay married, because even if the second brother wasn't marrying the Yavam, he still was marrying her Beheter. There is no Isser. The first one might have done something incorrectly by marrying the sister of someone who's Zakuk Yibum before doing Yibum, but that's not a reason to force Gerishin. Says the Mishnah there, Dafka Michlatz Vahadar Yevumi. And it's only if there was chalitza that was done by the first brother with one of the sisters, and then the other brother doing yibum. Aval yibum v'hadar michlatz, lo. But you're not allowed to have yibum done first, and then chalitza, the kapaga bachos zkukaso. Because then you're going to be over the iser derabanan, because maybe the first act of Yibum was not the brother's wife, was the sister, and one is not allowed to marry the sister of a Zakuk, but rather of someone who's Zakuk Yibum, but rather you have to do Chalitza or Yibum with that individual. So the Gemara just went through that Mishnah in Yevamos. What we learned from that Mishnah is that the Chiddush, according to the opinion of Rava, is the Seifa, all of these halachos about when you have two brothers and two sisters, and the original brother, there were really three brothers here, a brother who had died, when the original brother, the first who eventually dies, married one of two sisters, and we don't know who she is, we have all of these nuances in terms of chalitza. But in far as the halach of kedushin, mesur, and lebiya, if we would never know in the first place which of the two sisters it was, it would be kedushin shem, mesur, and lebiya, and the kedushin would not be chal, according to Rava. But over here, we're talking about Hukar Ula Besof Nis Arvu. Originally we knew it was, and then we got confused. The Gemara continues 5 lines from the bottom. Tashma. Once again, still trying to decide Kedushin HaMasurin Labiyah. Shnaim Shekichu Shtei Achayos. There were two brothers that married two sisters.
Zeinu yodea ezo kiddush v'zeinu yodea. This is also over there in the Mishnah Yivamas on Chav Gimel on the base. So we have Reuven and Shimon, Rachel and Leah. Reuven doesn't know who he married from Rachel and Leah, and Shimon doesn't know. Zenosin shnei gitim v'zenosin shnei gitim. Each one needs to give two gitim. Once again, at first glance, this is a kedushin she'im mesurin lebia, because at the end of the day, no one's going to be able to live with any of the sisters. Yet, nevertheless, you need to give two gittin. Answers Rava, again, three lines on the bottom, on Unalef, on the base, Achanami, Kishahukru, Lebesof, Nisarbu, we once knew who they were married to, but they got mixed up. Dekanami, as we mentioned earlier, Diktani, Eino Yodea, he doesn't know, Vloktuna, Eino Yodea, it's not that it was never known. Shmamina, asks Gemara, a similar question we had asked earlier, Yachimai, the Memra, so then that's obvious. If we're talking about a case of hukar, so then lubsof nesarvu, then the halacha is obvious, then everybody's stuck and you need a get. Says we're safe, it's trichale, we need the safe, and now we're going to spell out the rest of the chidushim over there in Yevamos. Mesu lazeh, both of the fellows that were mekadesh, the two sisters, died. Now, in this case, they're not siblings. It's not the Reuven Shimon brothers are married to Leah and Rachel, sisters, but rather we're talking about, say, Yaakov and Reuven, who are not brothers to each other. So if the two, you have two sisters, Rachel and Leah, they're married to two different men who are not brothers. So then in such a case, Meiso, both of them had died, Lezeach, Lezeach, and each one of them has a brother. Zecholitza shtehem. So since it was a case of Safek, each brother does chalitza to both Rachel and Leah. Zecholitza shtehem. What happens if of Yaakov and Reuven, Lezeh Echad, Yaakov has one brother, Lezeh Shnayim, and Reuven has two brothers, Ha'echad cholitza shtehem, Ashnayim, and then the two brothers of the second, Echad Cholitz ve'Echad Miyabim. Then one of them going on to Nunbeis Amar Aleph, one of them could do Yibum. Continuing on the second line in Nunbeis Amar Aleph. Im Kidmu ve'Konsu, and if one of the two brothers did Yibum first and married one of them, Eimotzim Rosam Yada. Then in such a case they don't separate. Dafke Michletz v'Hadar Yivumi. And as we mentioned earlier, chalitza has to be done first. Avol yivumi v'adam michlatz, lo, then that can't be done. The kapoga b'yivam alashuk, because he might be marrying the sister and not the woman herself, and you're not allowed to marry achos zakuka if the sister who's yivam alashuk is waiting to be married first. So again, the chiddush is the seifa. Gemara continues with another example. Tashma detani tevyumi. This case of tevyumi, as far as I know, finds its place, unlike the previous Mishnayos that we had learned that is found complicated sugyas in Yevamos. This is source is a brisa that we have over here in Kedushin. This is its primary source. Tevyumi taught us lezeh chamisha banim ulezeh chamisha banos. So you have Reuven and Yaakov, who have children. Yaakov, let's say, has five boys, and Reuven has five girls. Va'amar, and Shimon says, Reuven says, excuse me, to Yaakov, Achnos b'minosecha mikudeshes le'echad mibonai. So the one with the boys says, the one of your daughters will be married to one of my sons. And now we don't know who they were referring to. Rashi explains a shliach was made, and we don't know who actually married whom. So then in such a case, kol achas v'achas v'chol chamisha git, and then they need to be five get. And if one of them dies, each one of the girls needs four gitin from the four brothers, and also chalitza. The reason why you need both a get and chalitza is we don't know which of the brothers had married the girl, and therefore each girl has suffic kedushin, so they need a get, as well as chalitza. Maybe in such an one of them
is the girl that was married to the dead brother, and therefore there needs to be suffix on one of them. Once you do suffix for one of them, so then the halacha is, and if one brother does chalitza, so then in such a case it works for all four of the girls. All four of the boys. Each one of the girls needs chalitza, but one boy has to give the chalitza. However, it comes to get, all four of the boys need to give to all four of the girls. It says the Gemara, v'chi teima hachanami. So now, l'chura, we have a kasha again on Rava. There's no way we're going to be able to actualize this kedushin, yet the kedushin is chal, and we go through tremendous pains with get, the chalitza. Doesn't seem to prove the shita of Abaye. And if you're going to want to answer to that Rava could still be defended, like we've been defending Rava up until now, Hachanami kishuhukra ula besof nisarvu, that what happened was we knew which of the girls was mikudeshes, but they got mixed up. However, ha'achas mibnosecha le'echon mibana kitani. That's not what it says in terms of describing what the fathers had made up to each other. The fathers had made up just this vague thing, one boy to one girl. So that sounds like when you sent the shliach, you just don't know who the shliach had in mind. Ktani, that's what it says. Tiyufta de Rava, Tiyufta, therefore it's Akasha on Rava. V'ilchas akavaseda Abaye biyalkigam. And we follow Abaye in the six cases of yalkigam. Yud, of course, is the famous one of Yeyu Shalom Midas, that we follow the Yeshita of Abaye, the Yeyu Shalom Midas is Lo Avi Yeyush, and Rashi goes through all of them. The Kuf, of course, is Kedushin Shein Mesurin Lebiya, that is considered a Kedushin. The Gemara continues that we learned in our Mishnah, Maisa Bechamesh Nashim. We had a story with five women. Just to remind ourselves, in our Mishnah we had learned, you know, let's take a look over there on the bottom of Nun Amabez, right before the wide lines, Maisa Bechamesh Nashim Behen Shtei Achayos. There were five women. Two of them were sisters. Velikeid Adam Echon. There was a man that came along that took Kilkala Shel Te'enim, that their dates Vishalahen Haisa belonged to them Vishal Shvius Haisa, but it was also of Shvius. In our Gemara, that's going to be critical. That it was Hefker. Va'amar Hare Kulchem Mikudeshesli. On the first wide line of Numa and Beis, he said to them in the Mishnah, all of you are going to be Mekudesh B'Kalkalazu with this basket, the Kibla Achas Man, Ayidei Kulam, and one of them accepted on behalf of all. V'amru Chacham, Ein Achayos Mekudashos, three of them were Mekudashos, but not the sisters. And in yesterday's daf, we had discussed different reasons why the Kedushin would not be binding for the sister. Today's daf is going to analyze the Kedushin of the three. And Rav says the following, Amar Rav Shema Mina Misnisen Arba, from our Mishnah, I heard three things. V'nakit Rav B'yadei Tlasa. When Rav taught it, he taught three because three of them were clear and one of them was not as clear to him. What were those three things? Number one, Shema Mina Mekadesh B'peros Shvius Mikudeshes. That if someone takes the fruits of Shvius and uses them for Kedushin, it serves as a valid Kedushin. Rashi explains that the Chiddush over here is that even though the fruits of Shvius are Hefker, but once you're Zoche in it, you take those fruits of Shvius, which this man took from their own field, then it becomes entirely his, because otherwise it wouldn't serve as a valid Kedushin. Or else Rashi suggests that since the Pasuk says La'achla, I might think the only thing you could use it is for eating and not anything else. Either way, we see the Mekadesh Peir Shvius is Mekudeshes. Ushmamina, we also hear, Kidsha Begezel Eina Mekudeshes. That we need to emphasize that it was the year of Shvius, because otherwise he would be a Ganef by taking their fruits, and it wouldn't serve as a valid Kedushin. Afilu Begezel Dida. And that applies even if he's stealing her own stuff. And Rashi adds that we don't say that, well, she accepted it as Kedushin, so she was mochel. We don't say that. That number one, we say it belonged to the women. On the other hand, we said it was of Shvius. Time, the Shvius Hefkeru. That only apply. The reason the Mishnah needs to emphasize it was of Shvius is because Hefker. But
it will be the rest of the year, it wouldn't work because it would be Kidsha Begezel Shala. Ushma Minan, the second thing we learn, is Isha Nasa Shliach Lechaverta, that a woman could become a Shliach for her friend. In other words, this woman, one of the three, was accepted on behalf of all of them. Vafilu, and here's the Chiddush, B'makum Shenasa Slot Sara. Even though the others are going to become her tzara. This one man now is married to three women, and the other wives are referred to as a tzara. So she could be mekabel kedushin even for her tzara. So we've learned three things already. Number one is a mekadesh peres shvius is mekudeshes. Number two is kidsha begezel is not mekudeshes, afilu migezel dida. And number three is isha nasa shliach lechaverta fafilu b'makom shenasa letzara. Now we said that there was a fourth thing that Rav didn't have clear, and he didn't publicize. V'idach mai, what is that fourth? Says the Gemara, kedushin shein mesurin lebia, that the two sisters are not married because it's Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Lebia. That, of course, was a machlokis between between Abaye and Rava that we've been discussing up until now. Says the Gemara V'nich Sheva. So why didn't Rav teach him? Mishum Desapkele, because he was Mesupik, how he passed him, Ika Abaye, Ika Rava. The explanation of the Mishnah to say that the sisters are not married is because Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Lebia works according to Rava, not according to Abaye. And Rav didn't want to give the impression that he was ruling according to Rav. In fact, we've proven that we paskin like Abaye. Kisalik Rabbi Zeira Amalai Shmaitse Kamed Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Zeira, who was a Talmud of Rav, used to love over saying over the Teiris of his Rebbe Rav to others. So when he left to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he brought with him much of the Torah of Rav, he said it over to Rabbi Yechanan in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yechanan responded, Miyamar Rabbi Yechanan, Miyamar Rav Hachi. Could Rav have taught such a thing? Vahal lo Omar. And Rabbi Zeira was teaching this to Rabbi Yochanan as if this was something not known. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan himself say, Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gazal v'loy nisyashu ha'bailim? If you have Gzela and the Bailim were not Miyayish, Neimein yachol la'atisha. This is one of the most famous klolim in Perek Merubah in Hilchos Gzela. And that is that when it comes to Gezel, Reuven steals from Shimon, and Shimon was not Miyayish, so then it belongs to neither of them. Shneim ein michol lahagdish. Both of them cannot turn that object into hegdish. Zelefi sheinu shalo. The halach is that the ganif can't do it because it doesn't belong to him. Zelefi sheinu brishusa. And the nigzal can't because it's not in his brishus. So then it will be obvious that this kidsha begezel would not work if it wasn't the case of it being shvius and hefker, and hence the husband being able to take it. Hachi ka'amele. So Gemara says, no, this is what the give and take when Rabbi Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael. When Rabbi Yochanan said, mi amar Rav Hachi, could Rav have said such a thing? What he meant to say was as follows. Hachi ka'amele. Mi amar Rav kava. See, did Rav really say like me? Wow, it works beautifully. Because as both Rav and I have taught, Rabbi Yochanan says that the guy will not be able to be Magdish, in that matter, to do Kiddushin as well. Tosfos asks a nice kasha at the end of our Rabbah, Diva Ramaska Vahulo Amar, that the case of Rav was slightly different than the case of Rabbi Yochanan. There, as Rav himself spelled out, that was Gezel Dida, that I would have had a Hava Mina, that when he steals from her, she's going to be Mochel, as we explained, if ultimately she's going to get it back as Kedushin. In contrast, the case of Rabbi Yochanan, that's the classic case of Gzela, and it's not coming back to the Nigzal, and that might be a different case. Ayin Shom, Itasis. Says the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, Mesive. However, I will ask you the following kasha on both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. We learned earlier in Dafyu Gimel Amanav, Kitcha begezel bechamas ubegneva. If the man was Mekadesh, and with all bad stuff, gezel, chamas, and geneva, the difference between gzela and geneva is that geneva is done surreptitiously, gezel is done befarhesia. Hamas is also a form of gezel, in which almost like a mugging. Oshechatav sel miyada vikidsha mikudeshes, or he grabs a rock from her. The halacha is that it's mikudeshes. Ooh, so we see the exact opposite of what we've been saying up until now—that the kedushin is binding.
And we just got through saying that the Kedusha is not going to work because it doesn't belong to him, the Gazlan. Says the Gemara, Hasan begezel dida. No, that case is that's her where he stole from her, and now she's happy to get it back. Rashi points out that later on the Gemara is going to ask, but we said the Chiddush of Rav is even when it's Gezel Dida. We'll get back to that, Rashi says. Four lines from the bottom of the Gemara, though, continues. Hamadiktani Seifa. If you're going to say it's Gezel Dida, the Seifa says, O Shechatav Sal Mishallah, that the Seifa is talking about it's Gezel Dida. Michlal, the Reisha Begezel Ba'al Maskinan, and Allah is that it works. Answers the Gemara right before the second to last line. Nun Bezam Al Pirusha, come in Farish. No, we're explaining. Kitcha Begezel Bechamasu Begneva. Ketzad. What is the case that we're talking about? Gezel Hamas? When's Gezel Dida? Kigoin, Shechot of Selim Yodavi Kitshaba. Going on to Nun Beis and Beis, asks the Gemara, Vamasnis in the Gezel Dida. But we learn our whole case of our Mishnah on Nun Amud Beis, as described on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, was also Gezel Dida. V'ka'amai Rav Eina Mikudeshes, Frek Dei Ligi Gemara, and V'Dei Ligi Gemara, two lines from the top, Loi Kasha Ha Deshadich Ho Delo Shadich. There is still a distinction between the case of Yugimel Amud Aleph, that the Allah is that she is Mochel, and it is a valid Kedushin, and that was a case where she dated him, and she liked him, and there was a Shidduch, etc., etc. So then in such a case, the Gemara Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that the Kedushin would be valid. Otherwise, the Kedushin would not. Mark continues three lines from the top, Nun Beis Amud Beis. We continue with a case of a woman that had Kedushin done to her with a case of Geza. Ahi Yissa, there was a woman that had a Kamashia Kara. She was washing her legs, B'mishichla D'maya, in a basin of water. Also Gavra, so unfortunately, men like to tease women. So a man came along, Chotef Zuze Michavre. He grabbed a coin from his friend, Vishadala, and he threw it to her. Va'amarla, and he said to her, Mikadeshesli, are you, you're married to me. And the woman accepted it. Also, Gavra Likame Derava, this fellow came in front of Rava, Amar. Rava said he grabbed the money from someone else when he was Mekadesh the woman. In other words, that's a grab is like a euphemism. In other words, he stole it. He stole it from him. Amar, so Rava said, Les techash ad Rav Shimon. What about the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says, Damar stam gzeila yeush bailam have, that the opinion of Rabbi Shimon and Bava Kamakuf Yudalit Amud Aleph is different than what we had learned on the bottom of Amud Aleph, and that is that a case of stam gzeila we view as yeush bailam, which means that automatically the bailam are miyayish. If automatically the bailam are miyayish, so then in such a case the halacha is that the money belongs to the gazlan, and he was mekadesh her. And the Kedushin could be binding. And so therefore he's put this woman in a bind because maybe she's married. Rava says, though, less the chashlaha. There's no one who's choshesh for the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Ihu Arisa, there was a sharecropper. The Kaddish, that he was mekadesh a woman, b'moiza de shamche, with a handful worth of onions. Asakmei de Rava. Amarle, now these onions were what he had produced from his sharecropping. So there's a partial ownership for the owner as well, right? Sharecropper is that the owner makes a deal with the worker that the worker owns, let's say 20%. So Amarle, manachalcha, Rava said to him, you're not married because the owner wasn't mochel. Didn't say that you own all of it. Says the Gemara, Vahani Mili Bimoza. That only replies to the sharecropper taking a handful of onions. However, Avokisha, but if he had taken a bundle, that's different. Why? This explains the Gemara. Because Matzi Amar, the sharecropper could say there might be a kedushin here. Matzi Amalei Ana Shakli Kisha Shakal At Kisha. I took a bundle. You also take a bundle. Kisha Ki Kisha, because there's no difference between two different bundles. In other words, when we calculate, In the case of the Gemara, it seems that it was a 50-50 division. So I took a bundle, so you take a bundle. In contrast to a handful, so there the handful is vague. And then there's just a mixture of two bailus. The Gemara gives us another example of these types of kedushins. Ahu sarsia. There was someone who was making beer. The kaddish bepruma deshichra. He was mekaddish a woman with the leftovers of dates that had been used to make beer. Asamari deshichra. And the owner, he was a worker for the beer maker. So the Baal HaBayis came, Ashkechei V'amar Lei, and he asked the worker, Amai Lo Tesev Me'ahai Harifa, why didn't you give her from the sharper dates? The sharper dates weren't used as much, and there was more juice and flesh inside. Now his statement was that there were even better ones that you could use. Also Kamei de Rava. So they came in front of Rava. Now this should be reminiscent, this expression, Amai Lo Tesev Me'achufa, sounds similar to the case of Kleich Eitzel Yafos. We've discussed this sugya earlier of Kleich Eitzel Yafos, and that is a Mishnah in Zroim that says that if someone takes off Truma or Meiser for somebody else, if the Baal HaBayis says you could have gone even for the better ones, that would seem that the Baal HaBayis wants and is happy with the Trumas and Maestros, the fact that he did the act of Trumas and Maestros. However, Rava says that this is not exactly that case. Also, Lugayd Rava, Amr Lo Amru, Kleich Eitzel Yafos Elinian Trumas Bovad. The only time we say that, that shows that the Baal HaBayis wants it and the separation is valid, that's only in regards to Truma. Desanias, we learned in Braisa, Ketzad, this appears in the end of the first Perek of Trumas, the first parak Mishneh in Trumas that says as follows: Amru tarm shalom midas trumas or truma. That if truma is taken by someone on behalf of the Baal HaBayis, even without the Baal HaBayis' awareness, it is about truma. And the Mishnah gives an example: Hareish yardo toch stei chaver v'liket v'tarm shalom bershus im choshish mishum gezel ein trumas or truma. If there's some concern the Baal HaBayis will be makbid, then it's not. However, in general, it serves as a valid truma. All of this is learned in the first parak of Trumas. Actually, this precise lashon is from a Tosefta in the first parak of Trumas. And how do we know if the Baal HaBayis would consider it gezel? So then it depends on the Baal HaBayis' comment, as we referred to before. Baal HaBayis, you should have gone for the better ones. If there are better ones, then we know the Baal HaBayis is not being sarcastic. You might be saying, wow, you could have even gone for better. In other words, like, why did you take off such nice stuff for Truma? However, if there's truly stuff that's better, so that means he's sincere. Trumaso Truma. Vimlav ain't Trumaso Truma. Continuing in the context of Trumas. Hayu habailim milaktim. If the Bailim themselves were gathering together, umosifim, and we're adding benkachu benkach truma so truma, then in such a case, it's certainly a valid truma. Says the Gemara, but this is different. Avalhacha mishum kisufa hu de avid. Over here, in our case, of when it comes to the beer making, so then the worker did something inappropriate. The halacha is you're not supposed to take from the Baal HaBayis without permission. However, the Baal HaBayis doesn't want him to be embarrassed. And he said that lashon of you could have gone for the better just because he doesn't want embarrassing, ve'ena mekudeshes. But the Baal HaBayis is not mochel, and the kedushin doesn't serve as a valid kedushin. We now continue with the next Mishnah of kedushin, where a man attempts to be mekadesh a woman with kodshim. Ha-mekadesh b'chelkot. A man who is a kohen divided kachim, bein kachay kachim, whether it's kachay kachim. Now the distinction between kachay kachim and kachay kalim is that kachay kachim are, for example, chatas, asham, menachos, and shalmei tzibur. So then those are things that are only divided to the kohanim. And another important distinction, probably the most important distinction, is that they're only eaten in the azara. However, kachim kalim are eaten in all of Yerushalayim. Not all of Yerushalayim, but where I'm zocha to learn from you sometimes, with you, and that is from the Din Yerushalayim, the Old City, as well as Silwan, Ir David. Those were all parts of Yerushalayim. So then, in such a case, the halacha is eina mekudeshes. It doesn't serve as a valid kedushin because that is considered mamon gevoa. And in order for kedushin to work, it can't be something that does not belong to the Baal HaBayis. Kohanim have a right to eat the mamon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the mitzvah of the Torah. So that's in regards to kachim, the mission is clear. But Meiser Sheni, Bein Shogig, Bein Mezen, Lo Kidesh Div Rebbe Meir. When it comes to Meiser Sheni, there's a little bit more of a confusion. Now, Meiser Sheni is, of course, the Meiser that a person picks during his first, second, fourth, and fifth years, and he brings it and eats it in Yerushalayim. For example, we just passed the Yom Tov of Pesach, so people would take their Meiser Sheni, and this is the first year after Shemitah. So any fruits that had grown after Shemitah, people would take and they would eat in Yerushalayim. Could one be Mekadesh with that? He goes to Yerushalayim and he wants to marry a Yerushalmi girl, and he's Mekadesher, so whether he does it B'Shogeg or B'Mezid, the halacha is that it doesn't serve as a valid kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda has a dissenting view. In a moment, we'll see what the machlokas is. Rabbi Yehuda Amar b'shoigig lo kidesh b'mezid kidesh. He says that b'mezid, it serves as a valid kedushin. Over here, b'mezid means he didn't realize it was Meiser Sheni. We'll discuss in the Gemara why that should be so. The critical part of the machlokas over here is really the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in regards to b'mezid. And that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kedushin is binding. Rashi points out that the Gemara will tell us that this is a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Meiser Sheni is considered mamon gavoa or not. Kachim is clearly mamon gavoa. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Meiser Sheni is mamon hedyot, even though you have to read in Yerushalayim, it's yours. However, we learned that Rabbi Meir is of a dissenting view, and we will discuss this dissenting view in Nunvav Amid Aleph. It's a big besugya in Becharas and Daftes Amid Beis. Gemara adds, U'beshogeg lo kidesh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, shogeg doesn't serve as a kedushin, but b'mezid it's kidesh. U'behegdish. Now we go back to hegdish. However, we're no longer talking about kachim kalim or kachay kadashim, meat from carbon, but we're talking about anything that has been consecrated for the Beis HaMikdash. If a person says that he consecrates any one of his objects for the Beis HaMikdash, it belongs to Hegdash, and then it has kedushas damim, and the gizborim can sell it and use the money for the Beis HaMikdash. So what if he uses Hegdash? So then the halacha is actually the inverse. B'mezid kidesh, excuse me, forget about the word, the inverse, but what's halacha? B'mezid kidesh, u'bishogeg lo kidesh. That if he did it b'mezid, it does serve as valid kedushin. B'shogeg it doesn't. Divrei Rabbi Meir. And here the inverse applies. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shogeg kidesh, b'mezid lo kidesh. That machlokis is going to be discussed in the Gemara about why it would be that Hegdish A would take effect if it's Mamon Gavoa. B is the machlokis of whether it takes effect when it's Shogeg or Mezid. The Gemara now analyzes the sugya that we started with in the Mishnah. Kachay Kalim and Kachay Kadoshim. Says the Gemara, Mnema Masnisan Deloka Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili has a fascinating shita in regards to kachim. Desanya, umala ma'al bashem, l'rabos kachim kalim, shehein mimono. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili is of the opinion that when it comes to shvuas hapikadon is that if you owe me money, at least I claim that you do, and that case is that I claim that you own my object, So I could be mechayev you, as the Torah describes in the end of Parshas Vayikra, a shvua. Now here, the Torah uses a very interesting expression about someone who lies during that shvua, as Moal Bashem. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, what does it mean he's Moal Bashem? It must mean that there is a case that normally people think of it belonging to Hashem, which actually I could ask you to make a shvuas hapikadon, and when I ask you to make that shvuas hapikadon, if you lie, you have the din as if you stole from me and not from Hashem. And that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's shita, Moal Umal Bashem, the rabbos kotshim kalim, sheheim emoinoi, divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili is of the opinion that kotshim kalim is considered mamana bailim, a fascinating shita. If you bring a carbon, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that that carbon really belongs to you. So asks the Gemara, our Mishnah seems to say you can't be mekadesh anisha with kachim kalim, so that is inconsistent with the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it belongs to you. Says Gemara in the next narrow line on Umbeza Beza Filtem Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It could work with Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kikam Rabbi Yossi Aglili mechayim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili was only talking about kachim kalim that had already been consecrated for a carbon, but not brought as a carbon. Aval achar shchita loy. But once the shechita is done, then even Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that kachim kalim is mamon gevoa. My time, ki kazachu mishulchan gevoa zachu. The moment it goes up on the carbon, so then the kohanim and the bailim are eating from shulchan gevoa, and it's no longer mamon hedid. Tekunami, says the Gemara, diktani, I'll prove it to you. Amikadesh chelko, bein kotche kadoshim, ubein kachim kalim, lo kidesh. We learned that the halacha is that if you're Mekadesh Bechelko, whether it's Katshe Kalim or Katshe Kedoshim, it doesn't serve as a valid Kedushin. And notice the Lashon the Gemara is driving at. What was the exact Lashon over here? HaMekadesh Bechelko. Says Rashi, that means that's already been divided. That means that's already been slaughtered and brought it on the Shulchan Gavoa of the Mizbeach. We will stop over here, our daf over here. What a way to conclude. The idea that Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us Kedusha from his Shulchan Gavoa, and that applies even, Chazal say, to our regular Shulchan today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put on our tables, whether it's our Gemara, what he's put on our Shtender, our Gemara, or our food, or our pens and pencils, our computers, and our stereos. All of them, on a certain level, are Mishulchan Kavoa, and we should have that Hakar Satov to Kudsha Brichu. In today's daf, we continue to analyze Kedushin Mesurin Labiyah, the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. We pointed out that from the story in the Mishnah and Aleph Amabez, we learned three halachas that Rav loved to teach, and that is, number one, Mekash Peres Shvi's Mekudeshes, number two, Kitchen Begezel Zayn Mekudeshes, number three, that Isha Nasa Shlicha Lechaverta. Ultimately, Rav didn't teach the fourth halacha that one could have inferred, and that is Kedushin Mesurin Labia. The Gemara then discussed different opinions in regards to HaMikadesh Begezel, that there are a few times that it could very well be that the Kedushin is going to be valid, and that is a case of Gezel Dida, where there was a Shidduch. Otherwise, if there's Gezel Dida, or there was no Shidduch, then that's Mikadesh Begezel, the Kedushin is not a good Kedushin. However, when you give Momanafu and learn that it is a good Kedushin, that was talking about Gezel Dida and the Shidduch. We then discussed other cases where guys were chevremans, won't be the first time, and unfortunately won't be the last time, where they were mekadesh begezel, and the forms of analysis of the great amorayim in terms of understanding whether the woman was mochel, and the rule of kleich etzel hayafos only applies to truma, and the balabais, if you steal from him, won't be mochel, even if he says, why don't you take something better? Even though in Hilchos Truma, we do have a concept of klech, it's a yafos. Finally, we discussed that kachim kalim is like kachay gavoa, kachay kachim, and one cannot be mekadesh. Meiser sheni and hegdish will be discussed in Be'ezer Hashem, the upcoming daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Be'ez in Maseches Kedushin.